Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raizada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. The toys and games industry got more than its fair share of attention when the government underlined the need to promote local toys. As we look forward this week to the virtual India Toy Fair 2021, Mrigashira decided to find out a little more about this industry. Our guest today is Bhavesh Somaiya, Country Manager, India and Middle East Hasbro. He talks about how toys and games have helped bring home the fun for families, parents, young adults, reviving the value of indoor play. Thank you so much, Bhavesh, for joining us today on Mrigashira. You know, 2020 took a lot of adjusting for both adults and children. While everyone works towards finding their sweet spot, we cannot deny the fact that we all in some way or other saw a revival of games in our lives. And what did this mean for toy companies?
So, first of all, Charu, thank you so much for having me on this session, and really glad to kind of share my views with you on this. As you rightly said, I think the global pandemic did impact us very, very differently, especially children and parents in India. It was a very uncertain time, and now more than ever, families are making the effort to create moments of playtime, source activity challenges to keep kids occupied. And of course, toys and games stimulate kids' brains while encouraging creativity. That, I think, is very important. In fact, as we were running through this process, I know there was a time when, we were all focused on only necessities and most important essentials. But I think as the market started opening up, in the midterm during the crisis, and we were able to reach out, we saw this sudden surge in demand for games. And it just told us that, that's an important aspect of what families are wanting to look at to source. That's primarily because, they want to connect more and spend more time with their, with their children. And it's obviously a legitimate and fun way to do that, to stay away from streams. So that, I think, became a big driver of demand and growth for us. In this period, I think we saw, contrary to what a lot of organizations have gone through, we saw double digit expansion in growth, on specifically our gaming category. And that was primarily driven because we saw that consumers had a need to connect with others without necessarily even being physically present. So, there were people playing, obviously, games physically in their homes with their children and families, but there were also people playing games virtually and celebrating birthdays with toys and games. All of course done virtually, so it was a really great experience for us, and I think that's really what also galvanized a huge amount of demand and growth for these games of the game category.
So it would be safe to say that COVID brought back physical play and interpersonal interactions amongst families.
Absolutely, big time. And to tell you the truth, Charu, I think for us it was a very interesting insight that we understood, right? And if I look at sort of the, and let me call it the old normal and the new normal, if I can refer it to it like that. The old normal being the time before the crisis, and now we are kind of getting into a new normal. In the old normal, from a very personal experience standpoint, me as a parent, I think buying toys and games was largely an occasion-led exercise. So very specific, related to key occasions in the year, like birthdays, scholastic achievements, or festive celebrations. And while, of course, toys would be bought in such times, there were a lot of other elements that also added meaning to such occasions, right? Toys would kind of somewhere be on the fringe. In the new normal, what I'm really happy about as a change in consumer behavior that we've seen is parents and children are being overexposed to screens. And that's unfortunately a reality that we are all going through. But the role of toys and games has actually been elevated, to being almost a daily companion. I don't think we need any special occasions, right? And that's why I think the time that together, toys and games, I think, gives them a great way to sort of stay away also from screens, right? Something that they enjoy and they're not kind of forced to do. And in that process, I think, create just amazing occasions and memories. So I would say more than ever now, toys and games are becoming an integral part of our lives. And it's really during this time that parents and even educators are really realizing what's called the value of play, right? And it's not just a kind of a catchphrase anymore.
No, it's very interesting to hear that, because I come from a generation where toys were an integral part of our day-to-day life. And, you know, somehow they suddenly moved to a area where it was like a one-off thing. But is this change here to stay, or is just a passing fad? You know, in the age of tablets and smartphones, how can toy brands inculcate that whole value of play you're talking about amongst children and families in general?
So again, an interesting perspective personally that I'd like to share with you on this one. Look, I think if I even look back, look, I know that the whole impact of screens and tablets and phones is becoming extremely important, and we are all being concerned about it. But look, I mean, let's just look inwards, right? And ask this question to ourselves, Charu. A decade ago, forget about parents, but even as adults, right? What was our degree of interaction with these tablets and these, you know, smartphones and screens? It was probably a fraction of what we are doing now. And I'm also talking about a situation before the pandemic. Just because, you know, we've stepped up, on our screen time, expecting kids not to do that or believing that we need to reduce that actively going forward. And of course, that's the right thing to do, keeping their, you know, overall health in mind. But imagining that it's going to go away completely is not right. Ultimately, you know, this generation is born in the tech age, and screens, or for that matter, devices are a natural extension of this generation. I think the real sort of insight here is to say, where we are today, we probably reach kind of, if I can call it that, the peak of our exposure to digital screens. And there is a certain balance and an adjustment that I think is happening, where interestingly, you know, there is appreciation for what's called the offline time. And I think that kind of, ensures that such physical play or toys and games will continue to remain relevant. Look, I mean, if I look at the toy industry at an overall level, Charu, even over the last decade, there's not been necessarily a decline. In fact, there has been a very healthy growth, and that growth has come from all quarters. And by all quarters, I mean from all different kinds of categories within the toys and games industry. So for me, I don't see necessarily this as being a threat, except we need to, I think, up the stakes in terms of our innovation on ensuring that there is more and more interesting ways that we can offer the consumers or children to play with these toys and games, and even in some instances, integrating digital as well as physical play.
Any examples of some innovations that you feel have been a game changer for the industry?
Yeah, I mean, Charu, there are so many interesting examples that exist within Hasbro itself on this. For example, we've created multiple versions of Monopoly with electronic versions, right? So you have a voice controlled version that we had launched last year, which was called Voice Banking. We have super electronic banking. Now, all of these are very interesting ways in which tech as well as, you know, sort of physical play is integrated. Our line of, you know, nurturing dolls called Baby Alive have some very interesting ways in which, you know, we are integrating absolutely cutting edge tech in helping kids realize the importance of nurturing, grooming, as they're sort of, you know, understanding and evolving in their own life journeys and evolving their own sort of, you know, EQs. So there are lots and lots of examples I can share, but I can tell you that we are constantly looking at brilliantly sort of bridging this whole digital tech plus, you know, physical play in a manner where the generation that is playing with them finds its kind of rightful space and finds it comfortable to play with.
Right. No, this obviously is, you know, makes me feel that we've come a long way since, you know, in the 80s and 90s where we were and where we are today. And this brings me to a question that, you know, with the government trying to boost local manufacturing of toys, where does this place international brands, which have so far been dominant in this country? And how could communicators build bridges?
So really interesting question, Charu, and I think right again up our alley in terms of the work that Hasbro has been doing on this front. Number one, I think I'm really sort of, you know, happy that the government is definitely one encouraging local manufacturing and local sourcing, and that's a good thing. But most importantly, it's doing it with a view of putting quality toys in the hands of children, right? And as you, I'm not too sure if you know this, but you know, the the total size of the toy industry in India, approximately, you know, from collated from different sources and internal estimates, is about $1.2 to $1.5 billion in terms of, you know, size. That's not a small size of the industry. And keeping this overall size in mind, about 80 to 85% of all toys are imported, right? And not all of them are necessarily great quality. Obviously, that consists of, you know, international reputed players like Hasbro, but then there's also a very, very large number of those toys that come in which are necessarily not great quality. And that, I think, is also something that the government has actively tried to arrest by implementing certain quality control orders and standards. And I think that's a great thing. But having said that, there's always scope for us. And I think what I'm really proud of is Hasbro today sources a significant part of the toys that it sells in India from vendors in India, right? And we have a manufacturing partners that we've set up over the last, you know, multiple years. And we've been actively sourcing toys from these manufacturing partners. And a large part of our portfolio is now India sourced. So I'm really proud to make in India as well as sell in India. And I think, to answer the second part of your question, right, how is it that, international organizations can start to do this more, in a more cohesive manner or a comprehensive manner? I think, honestly, that's the future, because India is definitely also raising the stakes in terms of capability, in terms of, great technological innovations in toy manufacturing. And us as international manufacturers don't just have the responsibility of encouraging that and supporting that, but also making that an integral part of our overall agenda moving forward. So I think for me, it's a great moment, and it's a great time to be a part of the Indian toy industry, and for Hasbro to lead the way for driving that agenda.
And this really brings me to the last question, which is that, now that we finally have a gender neutral doll, and other toy brands too are increasingly becoming gender sensitive, do you believe gender neutral toys could play an important role in shaping the future generation?
So honestly, Charu, I feel that this is not a, this is not an option or a good to do. Honestly, at Hasbro, I think inclusivity is embedded within our design, communication, marketing, even advertising processes, reflecting the true diversity and, of course, the differing interests of children and parents, regardless of what gender they belong to. In fact, the meaningful and relevant imagery of our brands celebrates all children and all families across the world. And I have seen multiple fantastic examples of how this is reflected in our communication, in our television commercials, in the way we are marketing and communicating to consumers, which move beyond the traditional gender and demographic stereotypes across our brand. So, and that, comes from an insight where we feel that, or we know that kids crave the chance to take charge of their own storytelling, and their play experiences in their childhood shapes their narrative for the future. So, social interactions, their opinions, how they view the society, where they are from, their backgrounds. And our objective is to ensure that we are providing these play and story experiences for children, which kind of encourage them to be themselves, right? Just grow up to be who they are. So that's why our brands and content also, of course, embody positive attributes and messages across, across a diverse group of, I would say, backgrounds and individuals. I would, in fact, take this a step further, Charu, and say, using this medium of communication, I would urge parents and caregivers to actually provide children with all different types of toys and games, right? Irrespective of their gender, because, all children should have the opportunity to immerse themselves in our brands and, of course, create their own unique story and character moments. And a great example, again, that I can give you, I spoke about our brand Baby Alive. So the Baby Alive doll, as I told you, teaches and embodies nurturing values. And in fact, our advertising assets over the years have shown how both boys and girls can use this to be able to fulfill and also embody those values right among themselves. So that's just that's just our take on the situation. I feel that we need to continue expanding our efforts to include gender neutral communication and marketing campaigns and products also that reflect the modern family.
Thank you, Bhavesh, for speaking to us. I look forward to trying out some of these new age toys and exploring the virtual India Toy Fair. Hope you enjoy listening to Mrigashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrigashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.